I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis. And this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. So looking back on a few nights ago, when we're talking about the eclipse that's coming on the 8th of April with Dr. Sky, one of the things that was brought up, and it was brought up briefly, not like we spent the whole time discussing it, but one of the things we talked about was heading into what is called a Mercury retrograde. Now, it's interesting that an astronomer like Dr. Sky would bring up an astrology term, but it's interesting because a lot of people know what this is when you're seeing, like, for example, Earth in retrograde, Mercury in retrograde, planets in retrograde. But when you're talking about chaos in the heavens, chaos in the stars, and the eclipse, and how it affects everybody. Of course, you're going to talk about, you know, things that somehow, you know, come together when you're talking about astrology and Mercury retrograde. It happens, and when it does, a lot of havoc takes place with machines and with our ability to communicate. Now, many astrology advocates believe that the retrograde motion triggers a cycle of misfortune. Mercury retrograde is an optical illusion, which means that it looks as if the planet is moving backward from our view here on Earth. Astrologers believe that during this perceived backward motion, technology and communication gets disrupted. Also, we're seeing that the sun has been pushing gas and solar storms our way, which also create problems for radio communications and transmission. So we're getting sort of a prelude, if you will. We're getting a lot of information about communication breakdown, get a lot of information about power, failing machines. And Mercury is known by astrologers as the planet to rule expression and communication. It is thought that this retrograde motion will have a negative connotation in the astrological realm. One of astrology's most nerve-wracking events, researchers have closely analyzed what usually happens when we're in Mercury retrograde. And there seems to be a lot of machine failures, communication breakdown, accidents involving heavy machinery, computers fail, electrical grids fail, travel plans get disrupted, flights are delayed, emails are lost, computer systems crash. Sometimes there are major disasters as we approach Mercury retrograde. Of course, Mercury retrograde will be at its peak on April 1st. And so it looks like we're already at the door of some of this chaos because we've witnessed a major disaster in the last 24 hours. Yesterday, many Americans woke up to see the headlines about the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. All it took was one ship, a gargantuan one, to be sure, to knock the bridge down. It was called the Dolly. That was the name of the ship, a barge. It was 984 feet, actually. It was a container ship stacked sky-high with brightly colored steel boxes. It looked like some fiendishly complicated Rubik's Cube that lost power. They did mayday calls, and then it crunched into the bridge's south tower. And amazingly enough, only six people, as far as we know, died in the accident because of the quick thinking of those who were piloting the ship and those who were actually patrolling the bridge. Here's a little bit of a segment from the first responders.
There's a ship approaching. It just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I was dragging, but we stopped prior to the bridge. So I'll have all out of traffic stopped.
C-13 dispatch. The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Simple, dispatch is direct. That's correct. I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down. We're going to have to get somebody on the other side, Anne Arundel County MSP, to get up here and stop traffic coming northbound on the T bridge.
terrifying experience, I'm sure. And witnessing it on video is, I wouldn't know how to react if I was in an automobile on that bridge, dropping 185 feet into the cold water below, the frigid waters, 45 degree water, they said. Of course, you know, 8 people apparently fell from the bridge, and 2 have been found, 2 bodies were found. The rest, though, they are assuming are in a watery grave underneath the bridge somewhere, underneath the collapsed bridge somewhere. Very tragic story. It is a tragedy that this happened. But the biggest problem here, and it's debatable, and people have been talking about this, and I don't know why it is, but for some reason, this narrative that the media has been framing this in, the we don't know how it happened, and we don't want to investigate it, we're just going to back off. Then anyone else who speculates about it apparently is getting grilled over the coals. But the thing that we need to focus here, of course I focus on esoteric topics, and I see a lot of significant esoteric, like the Mercury retrograde thing and everything else. But we need to understand that the Francis Scott Key Bridge cuts off a significant, but it's not really a vital highway corridor, but it seems to, because there are different ways you can drive around it, but it's going to take forever. It's slower. It's longer. But what it does is it severs a significant and totally vital maritime passage. And until the wreckage can be cleared, and it will be soon, hopefully, but this port is stymied, shut tight, under blockade. And it's going to create a lot of problems for transport of goods, mainly automobiles and things. I mean, the incident has been declared an accident, right? So here we are, as I said, approaching Mercury retrograde, and we have several heavenly events that we can see that we will be seeing in the sky. So the idea of March and April again, as I pointed out, is a disastrous time of the year. The evolution from spring well into, you know, going into the burning times, of course, in May, we see some disasters. It's not conspiracy theory. It is, I would say, coincidence theory. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clegg Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.